1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Americans back home. I'm Sherry Preston. Paul Whelan, grateful to be back on U.S. soil after 5.5 years in a Russian prison.
I just say thank you to everybody. You know, thank you for all your prayers, your you know, good wishes. Thanks for doing everything you did. It all helped.
That was as he and two other Americans, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, arrived at a military base near San Antonio to receive physicals and to begin the reintroduction process. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the prisoner swap deal that brought them home was months in the making.
This was the United States of America at its best, working with our allies to bring our people home safe and also to help free freedom fighters, Russians who have fought for democracy in their country and who had been thrown in prison for treason or worse. To be able to be a part of that was truly one of the most extraordinary honors of my life.
This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Disabled voters in Wisconsin who want to will be able to get absentee ballots by email for now. A Madison judge declined a request to block his own order yesterday. Judge Everett Mitchell says it's a case of disability rights. The ruling is headed to an appeals court. Voters in western Wisconsin's 3rd District could decide which party controls the U.S. House. That's why Congressman Mark Pocan has been spending so much time there.
That seat is probably one of the top 10 to 20 seats in the country for Democrats to get the majority. So I think you saw House Majority PAC just did a $4 million buy in the 3rd CD. They're very committed to this district.
Pocan is campaigning with Democrat Katrina Shankland, who's running for Congress against Rebecca Cook and Eric Wilson in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today there's new artwork on all of the city's ballot drop boxes. The boxes were sealed but stayed put when the state Supreme Court ruled in 2022 that they were illegal. The court was controlled by conservatives then. The city had messages put on the boxes that said things like, "The truth is powerful and will prevail." But now that the liberal majority court has reinstated them, Madison is giving them a new look. It actually looks a lot like the old look. They're blue, they have the Madison flag on them, but this time they have QR codes that lead people to My Vote Wisconsin. There are 14 drop boxes across the city, 13 outside fire stations, and one at Elver Park. Meanwhile, in-person early voting is available this weekend in the city of Madison. There are 11 locations where you can vote on Saturday, many of them city libraries. And if you want to vote Sunday, there are 4 spots for you. We've got a story online so you can find the most convenient place for you and the hours they're open. Just head to mad.radio. And that's what you need to know on this Friday. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will be holding their family night practice tomorrow night inside a completely sold-out Lambeau Field. Jordan Morgan has been lining up at right guard and was asked, as the first-round pick out of Arizona, what does he think so far about what he's hearing about family night?
80,000 fans, and I've never been in a stadium that big with that many fans. So for that to go on that night, I'm so excited to see that.
Edge rusher Rashawn Gary.
Man, every time you step in Lambeau, man, it's a blessing. So being able to have a practice in front of our fans, and that's going to give us a lot of energy to finish throughout the day.
On special teams, a bad day for kicker Anders Carlson, missing 3 out of 6, all going wide left again. Baseball, the Brewers and the Nationals tonight in D.C. Pat Murphy on starting Frankie Montas after 19 starts with the Reds before being traded to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think a veteran coming in that can log some innings like that, very important for us, and we're excited to have him.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today, and it will be a little muggy. Our high right around 86 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 67. Tomorrow, sunshine 88. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now, I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, is that possible? Am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort, because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort, like hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we share more details about President Biden's behind-the-scenes work to secure the release of three American hostages held in Russia. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes, cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Today we're bringing on Paul, Evan, also Vladimir. Three American citizens and one American green card holder. All four in prison unjustly in Russia. Paul for nearly 6 years. Vladimir since 2022. Evan since March of 2023. And Alsu since October of 2023. Russian authorities arrested them, convicted them in show trials, and sent them to long prison terms with absolutely no legitimate reason whatsoever. None.
Dark Brandon with zero F's left to give. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right?
While he had COVID, he was doing this.
Yeah.
Yes, and right hours before he made the announcement to pass the torch to Kamala Harris. I mean, you know what it reminded me of is when Obama was busy ripping Trump a new one at the White House Correspondents' Dinner while he was killing bin Laden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I mean, oh, my God. There is no other way to spin this than a historic deal and success for the Biden-Harris administration. It is, and you knew it, Chris, right? Without even having to go to social media, that Trump was either going to
take credit for
take credit for it, or make it about him somehow.
It was both.
Yes, because we cannot have. You know, this reminds me, I always go back to when they cheered, the right wing cheered when Chicago lost the Olympics, when America lost the Olympics, because it's Obama's city. Anyway, and so here we are, what should be an amazing moment for America.
Yeah.
A historic prisoner swap where we get all of our hostages home. I mean, even Jake Sullivan is like choking up at the podium. And of course, you're just like, oh, God, because you know he was going to, first of all, he's had the worst week ever.
Yeah.
Right? He's in the midst of this backlash from his latest horribly racist comments. And this stupid, traitorous thing he'd been saying, this blackmailing America, just, they'll let out Evan for me, but only for me. If you elect me, they'll let him out. Putin alone do it for me. So first of all, he looks like an effing idiot.
Yep.
Right? And then it's like most pundits are saying exactly what I said yesterday, Chris, that it's because even Putin's like can read polls in the American electorate and go, this loser's going to lose.
Yep.
There's no amount of colluding that's going to. Right. And he also knows that the Biden administration, it's because of all the support of all of these NATO allies that Biden was able to get this done. He knows Trump wouldn't. He doesn't have a relationship with any of our NATO allies. Right. What Biden got Germany to do. I mean, it's because of the strength of our alliances. And so this was how long in the making? Right.
Months, I would imagine.
And yes, Kamala Harris was intimately involved, obviously. Right. So, of course, they're like, oh, look, it's Kamala Harris taking credit. It's like, no, the Biden administration credited her immediately. I mean, this whole story, President Biden finalized the deal to get the hostages out about an hour before he announced he was with COVID.
With COVID.
This is a BFD, as someone would say.
It is.
Right?
It is.
The eventual prisoner swap took place months after the death of Navalny. That is tragic. He was supposed to be part of this.
Yeah.
Despite talks to get him released involving the U.S. and Germany, the two allies continued working on a deal for other prisoners up until Biden's surprise announcement. By the way, Wall Street Journal, you were calling Biden old and telling him to get out of the race while he was working to get your reporter home. Oh, so many people owe Biden an apology. I just
big one.
I'm going door to door to get it.
All right.
From everyone.
Good
okay.
luck.
You can go to Manhattan.
Yeah, start in New York.
I'm going to start in New York today, tonight. I'll be in late, so just expect me.
Have a nice rosé out and ready.
Yes. Yeah. It's an August Grand Rosé, right. Not just any rosé.
Not just any rosé.
President Biden, about an hour before he notified the world he was dropping out of the presidential race on July 25th, called the prime minister of Slovenia, whose country was contributing two convicted Russian spies to the swap, to secure the pardon necessary for the deal to proceed. Russia insisted on the return of a convicted murderer who was sentenced to life in prison by a German court for killing a German on German soil.
Yeah.
So the fact that he got Germany, and you know what, this is real. Whatever Trump says is bull.
Mm-hmm.
But he said to Biden, I will do this for you.
Yeah.
Think of what do you call it, Trump's relationship with Angela Merkel, mm-hmm. who couldn't stand him. Imagine doing anything for him. Dunkoff. I think she used the word Dunkoff every time she mentioned
Dunkoff.
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 Dunkoff. Right. A breakthrough in the negotiations came in February when the German chancellor met with Biden in the Oval Office. He said, for you, I will do this. So then Navalny died several days later. Died. You know, passed away. Mm-hmm. Just completely of natural.
Mm, yeah.
And the offer collapsed before it was presented to Moscow, but Vice President Kamala Harris met privately with Schultz at a conference in Munich to stress the importance of releasing Krasikov, and she met with Robert Golob, the Prime Minister of Slovenia, to continue the negotiations. So, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, meanwhile, who is it reminded us on Twitter? Oh, Sue. Every word he spews is a lie. Never gave anything up. In 2020, Trump agreed to free 5,000 Taliban prisoners.
No kidding. Remember
and then
that?
Invited them to Camp David.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then agreed to give 250 Hutu rebels in exchange for two wrongfully detained Americans. Mm-hmm. He is the worst deal maker ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the first thing he did yesterday. Why did he trough like, oh, yeah, what's kind of deal? But this is probably a bad deal. They gave him money. God, he just... He just can't.
You know, he can't.
Ever say what a great day for America.
No.
You just reminded me that I miss the Hutus and the Tutsis.
Yeah, I miss them.
Yeah.
They're fun. It was not a fun situation, but it's fun names.
Fun to say. I loved it when they were in the news all the time.
Not for good reasons.
My bad. What's
that's
wrong
not
with you?
Good.
Is that bad?
Okay. It's bad.
I'm
it's a little
sorry.
Bad.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Bob tweeted yesterday. So Trump's first reaction is not to welcome the hostages home,
nope.
to blather incoherently about bad deals. What an un-American weirdo. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He is un-American.
Yes.
Before you get to everything else, he is so un-American and such a traitorous piece of. Oh, I just.
You can't even?
I can't. I stopped being able to even at some point yesterday, Chris. Thank you for asking. I am fired up and ready to go.
I guess so. You're ready for New York.
New York City. I am winging off to New York after the show today. We have John Fugelsang on the show, Dana Goldberg,
yep.
Frangela already there.
Yep.
Hal Sparks on his way, I believe, today.
Yes. I saw your cheat sheet.
This is the first time I made a cheat sheet to introduce the panel.
Well, I mean.
It's because I don't forget because it's seven people and also so we have the jingles in the right order. It's a lot. All right, I have a love and a hate letter. Sexy liberal New York City from Paul. My name's Paul, longtime listener, 11 billion years. Chris, I realize we're going to hit our 20th anniversary in September.
For this particular
like Labor
show.
Day. Yes, this,
yes.
Yeah. Then I got 20 years before that.
Yeah.
As I started, like Shirley Temple as a child star of
when
uh-huh.
you're this
two.
Many, you were
two.
That many years old.
I was two.
Sing a verse of the Good Ship Lollipop. Come on.
Good Ship Lollipop. That was my first radio jingle.
When you, open, well, when you
so
had,
open. Before Walking on Sunshine, it was Good Ship Lollipop.
Well, and you had curly hair then.
Yeah.
Yes. And I sang My Heart Belongs to Daddy.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Daddy.
Okay. I will be going to my first ever Sexy Liberal show. I have tickets for the meet and grow. Oh, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bringing a new Sexy Liberal to the show, my 21-year-old daughter. She's a kids that started listening, like, in the womb. It's true that the first time I listened to your show, I loved it. That is unusual.
That's, yeah, usually we're an acquired taste.
Oh, yeah, I grow on you, like, you know, mold in your bathtub. But first, at first glance, you're like, ugh, what is that? When I found out we share the same birthday, it was all I needed. Oh. Like you, people not named Carol Burnett think I'm in my 40s. Looking forward to Saturday. Not everyone can have a Carol Burnett-approved big lie. Oh. You have to be friends with Jody Hamilton. Oh, by the way, I saw, wow, hang on a second. This was quite a surprise since I am the HR department.
Yes.
At the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody got a performance evaluation access official.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is literally from Stephanie Miller HR team.
Uh-huh.
Oh, certainly you hope you clicked on all the links.
All of the links were clicked on.
Yeah, great.
Attention, Jody. Oh. This communication serves to notify you of the availability of your performance evaluation. You just ask me.
Ask her. How you doing?
How am I doing?
Good. Okay. See your personalized review via the attached document. I just gave it to you orally, so don't worry, so to speak. Pillow princess.
Oh my God!
Hey,
someone's horny.
All names highlighted, marked in red, indicate employees to be terminated. Oh, there's just one. This looks like Chris.
Huh? Hey.
We appreciate your continued service and commitment to our organization. Sincerely, Director of HR, Stephanie Miller, Human Resources Department. Is this a joke or is this
spam? It's the second one I've gotten.
It's marked spam.
It's spam, but it's the second one I've gotten.
Why is it marked spam, yet it got through to your inbox?
It says it's from HR at StephanieMiller.com.
All right.
I go into my junk folder every now and then to see if it's anything I need, and it was there this morning.
All right. Would you like the, where's the hate letter? Hang on. Oh, it's not so much hate. Hold on. It's not so much hate as it's notes, Chris.
Oh,
by the way, did Carol Burnett's director ever give her notes during
the
Carol Burnett
time?
Really?
Yeah, that's his job.
Did she enjoy those?
Sometimes.
No, you know, they're just suggestions.
We love suggestions.
David, we interviewed Mika Brzezinski yesterday. Mm-hmm. Stephanie, I just listened to you interview Mika Brzezinski, and suffice to say, listening to her is a pretty disgusting experience, and your unwillingness, as well as anyone else's, to call her and Joe out for their role in Trump's becoming POTUS is very sad. The fact that I'm the only one who's willing to tell it like it is, oh, just you, David, okay, is just another example of how lame our media is today. I think you need to apologize to your audience for this pass given to her and Joe. Care to try a little integrity? Thank you, David.
Harumph.
Yes, presumably the PS would be harumph. Okay. First of all, can I just say, I have called that out many times on this show. But they were not alone. It was the entire media in 2016. And we don't invite people on our show to be rude to them.
Nope, we do not.
As I say all the time, I don't agree with everyone on this. I don't agree with anything Chris LaVoie says, hardly.
Ah, true.
But you do sexually harass them.
You have 10 minutes with someone. First of all, 2016 was a long time ago. Get over it. I think they've searched their souls because they have been
they've been much better.
Very, you know, supportive of President Biden and now future President Harris.
Yep.
And anyway, we had a great conversation. And it's, again, I'm not going to use my 10 minutes to beat her up for something 8 years ago. If you want to, get your own radio show and see how many guests you get. Okay. I'm done with my response. I don't take notes well.
Well, we know that.
All right. Anyway. All right. So I don't even know where we have, as I say, John Fugelsang and Dana Goldberg. But just another historic week for the Biden-Harris. And oh, by the way.
Uh-oh. What?
Harris raised what? Actually, we are at $11 billion. Over $300
million. $310. Yeah.
$310 million.
Yes. In a couple of weeks.
In July. Yes. Oh, it's not even.
Not even all of July.
Oh boy.
It's a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks.
Okay. Wow. So anyway, and they are just they're a hot mess. They're a hot mess over there. So much to get to. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Jody Hamilton. You know why I gave her such a good performance review?
Why?
She could see it if she clicked on the link. She's known about Credo Mobile for 20 years.
Uh huh.
Sponsors, I'm just hearing about. Jody Hamilton's way ahead of the curve. right? Credo Mobile. You might think, oh, I can't make a difference. I'm just one little itty-bitty person. But you can. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month, they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, and the Transgender Law Center. A sexy liberal tour, I think, stole their act, but I didn't even know I was stealing it, Jody. I swear.
It's okay.
Okay. These donations have added up to over $95 million. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you need from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly, responsive customer service, and an easy, effective way to make a difference in the wild. Switch into Credo Mobile. So easy, you can bring your current phone and your current number. Learn more at credomobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
Really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's six bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code to Stephanie.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that.
You'll get 50%.
It's live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
And another thing, David, still stewing about my complaint letter, my note. I did bring it up with Joe Scarborough when he was on the show.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Thank you. About 2016. I'm sorry, David, the person that thinks I wasn't mean enough to Mika Brzezinski yesterday about 2016. God, and I thought I couldn't let go of things. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're still mad about 2004.
I'm still mad about everything.
Yes,
2000. Read John Conyers' book, What Went Wrong in Ohio in 2000. Mm. Covey tweets, Biden was, this is another thing I'm mad about.
Okay.
Biden was working to secure the release of a Wall Street Journal reporter while the paper was calling him old and weak and telling him to drop out. Yeah, he doesn't look quite so frail and brittle now, does he? Bitches. I hate everyone. Except you two. Well, I'm like, you're on the bubble. I haven't finished your performance review yet.
Oh, okay. I can't wait.
I was busy working on Jody's. Oh, my God. Can I say something, though? I had not seen this. Because everything about this election cycle is going to make me cry. But somebody found a 2019 tweet of Eric Bowler's.
Yes.
Oh, I can't tell you how much I miss him and think of him. Somebody retweeted a Eric Bowler tweet from 1/21/2019 where Eric tweeted, I think Kamala's going to be president, hashtag hunch. She's a star, and they're in short supply these days. Paul said, love you all, and man, I'm thinking about Eric Bowler a ton lately. He was a massive fan of Kamala from 2019. Me too. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton, I just found a quote in 17. She said, Kamala's one of my favorite. Favorite Democrats or whatever. So I'm just talking about the good taste of Eric Bollard and Hillary Clinton and me. Just, we're way ahead of our time.
Yes.
And somebody, by the way, said they donated in honor of Eric Bollard to Kamala. Ah, man, I have to either think he's orchestrating this or I'm hoping he's seeing it. But either way,
he's orchestrating
it. I wish he could. Huh?
He's orchestrating it.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Karen in Chicago. Boo, boo, boo. Foo, foo, foo.
And full credit, Larry Coten retweeted that, and I actually quote tweeted it to you because it gave me chills. And
yeah, it was Bex that said I donated to the Harris campaign in Eric's memory. Thank you, Bex. Go ahead.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, so I just want to say, in just the past 2 weeks, we have seen such a contrast of clarity of vision, leadership, and love of country.
Yeah.
From Joe Biden and his selfless act of stepping down, the hostage release, listening to Kamala, looking at that buffoon sitting up there, that racist buffoon. And by the way, let's not forget Otto Weinbier coming home to die.
That was Trump's great victory.
And that remember that MF-er going and talking about how great a leader the North Korean
Kim Jong Un, his lover Kim Jong Un, brought him, sent him back a dead body, basically.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's no choice. I mean, I don't know who needs to be reminded of what a nightmare. Incompetent, dangerous idiot this guy is.
Yeah, of course. Anyone knows anything about international relations, I didn't even have to read the story. He said exactly what we said yesterday, is that he can read polls, too.
Yeah.
He can see what's happening, and he knows he would never get this done with Trump. He doesn't have the, relations with our allies. And Stephen Beschloss said the Russians wanted back murderers and other criminals while the U.S. sought the release of journalists, pro-democracy advocates, and a former Marine. Tell me again why any decent American supports the GOP nominee who sides with Putin and Russia.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen. Michelangelo in Denver real quick. Hi, Mike.
Yeah,
Yes. Good morning, guys. I'll make it as quickly as I can here. Number one, DEI. Remember, that's another word for God. Number two, thank you, Governor of Minnesota, for giving us weird, but we got to use some stronger words. I'm just getting it.
Oh, no, weird's working really well.
Working super well.
Right.
He doesn't like it at all.
The thing about it is, it's not hyperbolic. Sometimes when you go hyperbolic, it overstates it. And weird is perfect.
All their reactions are just making them are even weirder, which is fantastic. It's an endless doom loop. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The average American family will spend $875 on school supplies this year. More families these days are asking for help with that. Clarissa Zemke is with a nonprofit called Family Pathways. She says tech accessories are in high demand.
Headphones are a big thing on pretty much every list from elementary on up. A lot of things that we're seeing right now, especially for the older kids, is USB flash drives.
Pencils and notebooks are always good donations. So are gym shoes and other clothes, since kids outgrow them quickly. The yellow brick road leads back to Oconomowoc once again. The city's Wizard of Oz celebration is in 2 weeks. A special screening on August 15th will commemorate the 85th anniversary of the beloved movie's world debut there. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Veterans can suffer from PTSD for a variety of reasons, not just because they were in combat, according to Brown County Director of Veterans Services, Joe Olick.
You could see a car accident. I witnessed one when I was in the Air Force, a head-on collision, first one on the scene. That's traumatic. Different things like that. Two destroyers ran into each other, cut the boat in half. Another veteran watched 20 of his friends go into the ocean and never come back.
For information about veteran services in Dane County, including counseling, call 608-266-4158. That's exactly what the Veteran Service Office is there for. And we've got a hot weekend ahead, but right now, all beaches in Dane County are open except for Tenney Beach, but only because it's under construction. We've had so much rain lately that algae and bacteria have had perfect conditions to grow. This is one of the first weekends in months that all beaches are safe and open. And that's what you need to know on this Friday. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today, and it will be a little muggy. Our high right around 86 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 67. Tomorrow, sunshine 88. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has an opening for an account executive in our Madison office. In this position, you'll help connect our loyal and engaged audience to local businesses. This is an outside sales position, so experience in business-to-business, prospecting, and closing local businesses is important. Our portfolio of solutions for advertisers includes radio, podcasting, and digital solutions. Learn more and apply online. Go to civicmedia.us, click on About Us, and work with us.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian John DeCoste as Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins me to talk Twisters, and it's a bar band Friday as Terry Barr brings us new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
We'll be right back.
gotten the hostages out without giving anything in exchange. What do you say to that? What do you say to President Trump now? Former president.
Why do you need to be president?
Sir, what did you say?
Dark Brandon with the mic drop. Yep, perfect. Why didn't you do when he was president? Even some of the hostages have tweeted about that. Trump did nothing to get them out. And now, I mean, and this, even right-wingers. Jonah Goldberg slammed J.D. Vance's very stupid opinion about Vladimir Putin's release of Evan Gersovich. Vance said Putin only released Gersovich and the other prisoners because he's preparing for Trump to be elected.
No.
Oh, please. Oh, please. Right? Kamala's pulling ahead in just about every poll. Raised $11 billion. Sure, right. He said it now looks like Trump could actually lose. This is Goldberg. He said, so Putin's going to take the chips off the board. He could, any chips off the board he can now. And already on Russian television, they're talking about what does it mean that Trump might lose. I mean, they can see exactly what's happening. This one, as we mentioned, Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign said it raked in a whopping $310 million in its July fundraising efforts, more than double the amount raised by the Republicans. Holy cow. And if Trump understands anything, it's money.
Yeah.
Teehee. And also, nanny, nanny, boo-boo.
Stick your head in doo-doo.
Uh-huh. Richard Chu from RWCPT, hey. Affiliated in Chicago. Hi, Richard.
Hey. Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. First of all, good luck, Stephanie, this weekend in New York. It's going to be a great show. I've got some friends and business associates that are going to be in the audience cheering you on.
Awesome.
Turned on to Stephanie Miller.
Squee!
So, fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, looking forward to you guys having a great show. Obviously, Chicago's around the corner.
Yep.
And you did a great job with Mika. Not that you need me to tell you that, but you did a great job. When we have folks on...
Oh, Mika. I did get her to admit that she withheld sex from Joe in order to get him back in line for America.
That was great. I spat out my coffee when you said that.
Thank you.
That was hilarious.
We spit at her, too.
Anyhow, just giving you your props there.
Listen, Strada.
The other thing I want to say, did you guys get the 11D... sign or email that I sent you? I was in Canada, and there was a store, and it's called 11D. I took a picture of it, and I emailed it to you. I thought I did at least. I'll have to send it again.
We're having some spam issues, but
yeah,
I will look for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will look for it. But thank you, Richard.
Well, if nothing else. All right. Be well, guys.
All right. Love you.
Can't
okay.
wait to see you in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. Hurry up. By the way, sexyliberal.com, that show is going to sell out. You got anyone is going to be in Chicago for the DNC, and we are
and
the opening act, August 17th.
And pardon
me?
The pay-per-view.
Yeah, and the pay-per-view is I also just announced, and also we broke the internet with that. Beth and Lee and the Lee are, hey, good morning, everybody. On a good-looking Friday morning, the Beth and I are at Chicago O'Hare getting ready to head to New York City for stop number 3 on the Beth and Larry's excellent Grateful Steph Head Save the World Tour. This is their third one. I'm telling you, the news cycles are going so fast. It's a different show everywhere, different panel.
Do they drive around in an RV?
No, they're flying. They're
okay.
at O'Hare.
Okay.
Why would they go? Why would they take their RV to O'Hare?
I don't know. I mean,
you don't listen to me, do you?
If they're on a if they're on a Deadhead tour,
do
a lot of people.
Do you listen to me?
Huh?
And I was going to ask where they're going to park their RV in Manhattan. That can be a little hard.
They're flying.
Okay.
They're at O'Hare. Okay. breaking. Sources close to President Biden saying Vice President Kamala Harris was instrumental in securing the release of American hostages in Russia. It's important we note that Trump said he would get this done but never did when he was president. Among a million things he said he'd get done and didn't, and President Biden did. Can I just say, seeing her on tarmac, soldiers saluting her and getting on the planes, just everything's making me tear up. And
make your heart sing?
Yes. I'm a wild thing, and it is making my heart sing. Oh, by the way, did you see she was, she gave a great eulogy for Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, and she accidentally called herself president, and the crowd went went nuts. She was praising the lawmaker for being a champion of women's rights. She was lauding legislation Lee championed. She accidentally called herself the president instead of the vice president, quickly offering a correction, and the crowd goes wild.
They thought it was great.
We're just jumping ahead just a little bit. Okay. She Twint tweets, Rafael Cruz, call me Ted. Nimrata Haley, call me Nikki. Kamala Harris, call me Kamala. Republicans, why is Kamala trying to hide her heritage?
Yeah.
It's true.
Very good point.
By the way, for someone that obviously turned themselves orange at a certain point. Just saying.
Yeah.
I would shut the up.
Yep.
All's I'm saying.
He chose that color.
Right? Let's think about that. Let's think about that judgment. Yeah. That, J.D. Vance.
Yes, that was on purpose.
Anita in San Antonio. Hello.
Good morning. Yeah, I just want to kind of piggyback on what Karen was talking about Otto Warmbier being released. We paid them. Donald Trump paid them $2 million for his medical expenses after they put him in a coma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when he says he never paid for anybody to be released, yes, he did.
Yeah. Yeah. No, everything he says is a complete lie and despicably anti-American. Yep. Oh, this also made me cry, the picture of Hillary and Kamala hugging. The woman who will shatter the grass ceiling hugs the woman who put a million cracks in it. Everything is going to make me cry.
Kamala will give her a space in her cabinet.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
I think so.
Okay. You can put her on the Supreme Court.
An all-woman cabinet.
I know. I love that, except age. You know, it's just you want someone really young.
15 years old.
An all-woman.
What would make the right wing the maddest? Attorney General.
An all-woman cabinet.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Why not?
Why not? Big. Why not?
Speculation is all over the place about the VP pick, isn't it? So we were saying because the first rally with the new pick is in Philadelphia, everybody's speculating it's Josh Shapiro, but then...
All the top contenders are not going... They canceled all their plans.
Yeah, Josh Shapiro canceled all of his weekend plans.
So did Tim Walz.
And Pete Buttigieg did, too.
They all did. All the top contenders have canceled their plans this weekend. They're all planning on going to Pennsylvania.
One reporting is a woman's group has asked they take Josh Shapiro off because there was a sexual harassment suit in his office when was attorney.
And he paid $295,000 to settle it.
And I know some people feel like, you know, on the Gaza issue for the base, like he's hasn't called for a ceasefire as quickly as other governors have and has, been very critical of the protests or all that. I mean, at this point, can I just say it's all about Kamala? I think they're all, we personally like Mark Kelly. But then there was something about, I can't remember what that was, the fundraising thing that they think she's going to pick a governor, not a senator because of something. What, you just whispered
Executive,
something.
It's not going to be Mark Kelly.
Why?
I just don't think it is. I think it's going to be the people that have canceled their plans this weekend. One of them.
All right.
I think there are three that have for sure canceled their
plans. The top three, because Roy Cooper pulled his name out of contention, so after Governor Whitner, so.
Right, right.
Okay.
Also, I've been speculated ever since, you know, people started airing the clip of us on Larry King. I would like to respectfully take my name out of
plans this weekend.
Uh-huh. Historically, it doesn't go well when you put a Miller on the ticket.
You're sure not canceling your plans this weekend, so we know it's not you.
No, right. Yeah, otherwise I'd be like, no, I'm not going to New York.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that'd be a clue.
For the Stephanie Miller sexy liberal.
Also, you know what would be a clue? That I'm wildly unqualified. That's the other.
Maybe a skeleton or two in that closet, in that bedding closet.
You think?
I don't think there's any skeletons. She says everything on the air.
I kind of do.
Yeah.
There's really nothing.
I'm kind of so blabby. I'm like, really? What else you got? Okay. Heather tweets, people who have kids should have a lower tax rate. It's called the child tax credit. Republicans have repeatedly voted against it.
The Senate just voted it down last night.
People with kids already get, you know, and we, by the way, you don't hear us whining about it.
No. We can help raise your little germ wagons.
Oh, speaking of Hillary, RA tweeted, dear Jill Stein and Cornell West, drop the out. We could use the 2%.
Yeah.
Thank you. Stop, for God's sakes.
I was just going to keep them in.
If you try to push out of the way oh my God, the rise of fascism in America. You know that you're only going to hurt the Democratic candidate and help Trump. You know that.
They know that.
They don't care.
Yeah, they don't give a crap.
They just hate.
They're not going to do what you want them to do. That's their MO. They're outsiders.
Trump tells Fox News this morning he is not willing to debate Harris because because we're going back. That's his campaign's slogan.
No, it's not.
We're going back.
No.
Falsely claiming that he is ahead in the polls. No, he is not. Is that his new thing? Because his old thing was, Obama hasn't endorsed her yet, and she's not really the nominee. So those are the old excuses. Now it's because he's winning? No, which he's not.
Aren't delegates voting as we speak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dean Obadala, who will join us on panel on the Night of 100 Stars in New York tomorrow night,
mm-hmm.
tweets, as I mentioned on my show last night, when Trump loses, do not be surprised if he incites violence by his supporters to make a deal for himself to avoid jail. He will offer to end MAGA violence in exchange for an end to all his criminal cases. Save this.
He can't.
How do you feel like former Attorney General and President Kamala Harris will take to that threat?
And he can't stop them.
I don't think so.
He can't stop them.
I don't think so. I'll leave it to the Brits. Denise, someone named Denise said, I'm British, so I've never heard of DEI hire. They make it sound like it's about hiring people that are not qualified, so I can only assume it stands for Don, Eric, and Ivanka. Nicely done.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, and then these sort of love tweets, but just about how everyone steals from me. I'm telling you, I was the first one that came up with Kamalot. I said it in 2020 when I was for her in the primary. We have fantastic Welcome to Kamalot t-shirts at stephaniemiller.com. Oh, and we also just put up Say It to My Face.
Yes, we did.
Stephanie Miller Show t-shirts.
Yep.
We're working on more.
And Crazy Cat Ladies for Kamalot, I believe.
Oh, all right. And we're getting Crazy Dog Ladies for Kamala as well.
It takes some doing to put stuff up. So
sure,
you know,
sure.
So much time.
Yeah, I know. I work and work and work, and it's hard.
Oh, his review isn't in then yet, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be a...
Think about that.
A demerit in my review.
Yeah. Anyway, Joe tweeted, LOL, Matt Dowd listens to the Stephanie Miller Show. He just said on Joy Reid's show that Carmela, that karma's coming in the form of Carmela. Come on! And you guys poo-pooed me when I said it. Now everyone's doing Carmela and Kamalot. Okay, once again, Team Harris raised $310 million in July compared to Team Weird at only $139 million. And one last one, Bob said, it's genuinely shocking what Biden accomplished in 4 years by any measure, mm-hmm. but especially measured against the 4 years previous. I'm telling you, Jody, we've been saying it. He will go down in history as one of our greatest presidents. And the fact that he was just about to pull, he was an hour from pulling the biggest rope-a-dope in political mm-hmm. history. Right? Is he called and secured this historic prisoner swap? It is just okay. Noel Kastler, who also joins us tomorrow night on Night of a Thousand Stars on stage in New York City at the Town Hall tomorrow night.
I do look forward to the potato sack race.
Yeah. Yes, yes. It's weird to me how they keep cutting J.D. Vance's hair to make his face look less round. It shows the depths of Trump's political strategy. Real acumen, folks. He looks like a cheese wheel that someone rolled across the floor of a Supercuts.
See, Chris would like it if we were a cheese wheel, though. But see, that's the thing.
That's hysterical. Oh, my God.
Rick Wilson said the thing about Trump's disastrous trash fire appearance at NABJ yesterday that seems missing in the overt racism, pandering to his alt-white base, and the typical mendacity is how utterly lost, weak, pissy, and small he is outside the MAGA media ecosystem. Thank you. Yeah. Exactly. Dave said they didn't rush him off stage that quickly when he was actually being shot at. I felt like there was going to be like a giant, like, you know, cane with a slide whistle.
Yeah.
Chris. Just that, all right, we're going to get you out of here. Oh, Kimberly Atkins, we're talking about the Obama thing as well. He said, this reminds me a little of the week when Trump was haranguing President Obama with birther demands to release his birth certificate, and Obama did, right after he authorized the operation that took out Osama bin Laden. Thank you. Oh, it's so dark, Brandon. This mm-hmm. week is so dark, Brandon. I'm just mm-hmm. loving it. All right, we have John Fugel saying, we have Dana Goldberg, 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Doug DeMody. There was a lot of kissing and snuggling in bed. I think they start to sense when mommy's going on a little trip.
I think they do.
Yeah, we all get a little clingy. So, but as long as they know I'm leaving the Dr. Marty's, it's good to go. Oh, you know what I do, Chris?
What?
Here's how I've learned how to get out of the house. Todd Crispies.
Oh?
I throw one and then I run. I throw them, both of them, and then I run. And then they could care less that I'm leaving.
Just chuck them at them?
Yeah.
Okay.
They love them, so they seriously don't care. They go take them and running in the living room, and I'm like, see ya, slam. Okay. Dr. Marty knows how to bribe dogs. That's all I'm saying. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, the best dog food in the world, period. It is why Dr. Marty has been named the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. It is superfoods. It's all made of superfoods that he used to heal himself in his own health restart. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, you name it. Everything in there that's going to keep your dog happy and healthy for a long, long time. Shelf stable, mess free, full of nutrients. It tastes absolutely delicious. Right now, save 54% off Nature's Blend in a free bag.
Crispies!
Mommy's not going anywhere. DrMartyPetz.com/Miller.
A few hours.
Or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you know how much I love wine, you know how excited I am to talk to Damien from my favorite, oh my God, this is my favorite new rosé, Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé. Hi, Damien.
Hi, Stephanie.
I thought I was a Chardonnay girl. You have won me over entirely. And I read a tweet. Janine said, the good news is my six bottles of Chateau Auguste Rosé arrived yesterday. The bad news is I may drink them all today. Can you get more offer codes? Maybe the other varietals. I think I may go through a lot of them by November. You make a lot of great wines. I'm excited to get into the reds as we get into fall. But I mean, this rosé is just a perfect summer wine, isn't it?
Sure, no, it's a perfect summer wine. It's made with Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot grapes, so it's not usual for a rosé, because it's normally more for red grapes, for red wines. And that's why we tried to change the techniques few years ago, because we just want to make something different. We get the right fruit,
yeah,
right color, and right taste.
One of the things I loved is that you play music to the vines twice a day. This is a scientific process. Tell us about that.
We work with Genodix, who is a company who made the box for the music on the vineyards. It's more frequencies and vibrations. So, and we play it two times per day when the sun rises and the sun is down. Yeah, and it helps the vines to have a better immunity. So it's good for the health of the vines.
I cannot recommend this Grand Rosé highly enough. Again, my SiriusXM listeners get over 50% off. Go to vs.wine. Six bottles for $98 and free delivery. Best wine by varietal, gold medal, best in show by quality. That's six bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. Promo code is Stephanie.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the sound of
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, what? Do it. Zoom and the Boom, boom.
Shake your butt.
All of it. Yeah, do all of it. Hi, 54 minutes after the hour. Christopher, who said you have to look at Kamala Harris and say, is she sober for the past 3.5 years?
Birdie the early bird.
No, that'd be Judge Boxwine, Jeanine Pirro.
She's asking if someone else is
questioning,
sober?
Yes, someone else's.
Got it.
Giuliani asks the same sorts of questions, I'm sure.
Who called Kamala Harris one of my favorite Democrats back in 2017?
The Hamburglar.
No, Hillary Clinton, who's been right about everything.
I don't think the Hamburglar would like an attorney general.
I forgot. You did get one bad part of your performance review. Bob says, will we see more of Jody other than the back of her head? Bob, I have instructed her that she is eye candy and she has fantastic T-shirts and to put herself on camera more.
Hi, Bob.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's it. That's it for the year.
Till Monday.
Jody's job is also to send me mountains of show prep, which, by the way, I just saved this because it came out before the disaster with the black journalist, which is just hilarious. We can't control him. Insider says campaign panics whenever Trump attacks Harris. Trump's staffers are terrified his campaign will crumble under the weight of his bigotry, according to a new report. The campaign insider told the Washington Post, we hope he doesn't act like a crazy racist, sexist person, but we can't control him. There are probably dog whistles and racist and sexist tropes that he will stumble into. Oh, he won't stumble into them.
Stumble.
It's in who he is.
He That's barrels right. into them.
The campaign will be working to control Trump's rhetoric. How's that going?
That's not going well.
The source said, but it's going to be difficult. This is before this. Even they know.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a ticking time bomb because he is at his core such a sexist, racist pig.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot help himself.
Nope.
Do we have, let's see. Oh, can I have, yes, please, the future president, Harris.
Donald Trump spoke at the annual meeting of the National Association of Black Journalists. And it was the same old show. The divisiveness and the disrespect. And let me just say, the American people deserve better.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The American people deserve better.
Yeah.
She
is amazing. Can we just play compare and contrast at 19? This would be his patented Pee Wee Herman strategy.
Yes.
Yep.
I know you have, but what am I?
They're the weird ones, and if you've ever seen her with the laugh and everything else, that's a weird deal going on there.
Yeah, people love it.
They're the weird ones. Nobody's ever called me weird.
Oh, yeah, we have.
A lot of things, but weird I'm not.
Oh,
and
you are.
I'm up front. And he's not either, I will tell you.
J.D. Vance?
J.D. is not at all.
Vladimir Putin?
They are.
He looks like a cheese wheel that's been rolled across the floor of Supercuts.
And that is weird.
I'm not weird. You're weird. It doesn't bother me either.
Oh, okay. It bothers you.
Oh, that's why he keeps
it
repeating it over and over. Ziggy in New York. Hello, Ziggy.
Hey, Stephanie. I need your opinion. Uh-oh. I've been told I have to take down my Kamala banner. I've been donating my time at the county fair working the Democratic booth, and we have nothing advertising Kamala. So I put up, I had a banner printed, put it up, and now the party officials tell me I have to take it down because they consider it sexist and racist.
Huh?
I wanted your opinion on that.
Yeah, I think you're full of. That's what I think.
That
I think
doesn't
you're
make
a right,
any sense
I think
me.
You're a right-wing troll.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Thing, yeah.
This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
You've been at this for 40 years, as you said earlier in the show.
Yeah, when
this is how they're trying to spin what happened, this disaster at the Black Journalists Association this week. Yeah, oh, really? Did the Democratic Party tell you that the Kamala thing is sexist and racist? Oh, I see, because Democrats are all DEI? Oh, thanks for your call. Did you just stumble across my show? Moron. All right. Don't come at me.
You didn't just fall off the turnip truck.
That's what right. A maroon.
Yeah. 58 minutes after the hour. John Fugelsang and Dana Goldberg next.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. I am back in the host chair with my head examined and Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Okie Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.